Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is with the Navajo Indian Cowboy. He's kind of a world-famous Indian cowboy. He's been to the Indian National Finals Rodeo 7 or 8 times. He's been to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo 10 times and a world champion in the Team Open. Navajo Eric Rogers. Hello, Eric. It's good to see you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's always fun to watch you. You've been out and knocked them out in the pros and the major leagues, and you come back and forth to Indian Rodeo. What is the difference, if any?
I don't think there's any difference. The guys here in Indian Rodeo, they're just as tough as the guys in the PRCA. When you get to, they go to the Indian Rodeos, they humble you pretty quick, from where you came from and who you are and stuff. So, but hanging out with them, sometime, we took a few of them this summer, and it was awesome to go visit with them and see friends and family, and just feels good to get back to Indian country and hang out with people that you grew up with when you got into the big leagues. And then when you get to the big leagues, it's pretty tough. You don't get to hang out with none of your cool friends and stuff that you've been around for a long time when you grew up. So when guys get to come back here like we did here, this has been 10 years since I've been back to the Indian Finals, and it's been awesome to come back here and hang out and compete and get another championship here.
Yes, sir. All-around championship, in fact. 2021 Championship of the World at the INFR Rodeo. Congratulations. Let's talk about this week specifically in your tie-down roping and your team roping.
Roped 8 calves before I came here, and then I did a little bit of groundwork before I came up here, and just groundwork was crucial whenever I got home. I think we worked on like 2 days, and then so I was like, I'll just wing it, I guess, see what happens. And gosh dang, it was lucky. I was just lucky and blessed this week.
Yes, sir. What's it like to be a Navajo Indian cowboy off of a reservation and then go into the major leagues of sports? People may not realize that this is equivalent to the NFL, the NBA, National Hockey League. It's the bigs. What's it like to go from one world to the next, as you have so successfully done?
Man, I don't know. I don't think it's any difference in any world. I mean, these guys are just as tough and competitive as anything out there, So it's just, we get a privilege to go to do our own little association and big leagues. I mean, it is tough. I feel like it's the same because these guys here, man, they battle and just as tough as we do and stuff. So I like it.
For somebody listening that might be starting their major league process, what was the difference between your first NFR and your 10th?
The first and the 10th, well, I don't know. I mean, the first one was very, very, very nerve-wracking. And by the 10th one, it's kind of like you're an old veteran. You get excited whenever you walk down the tunnel in the moat to go to that Las Vegas Thomas and Mack Center. It's on TV. Everybody gets to see it. So it's like the fan, the electricity in that building is amazing. It makes your hair on your back stand up when you get that many fans, 18,000 fans in one spot. So it's dang sure scary, and the lights, and oh man, it's money. It's pretty scary.
What would you say to the youngsters listening that want to be a champion like you are?
Dream big. Don't be scared. If something happens, don't be scared to get back up. If you get knocked down on your back, just remember you're looking up. Go get up. Go on with it, and don't be scared. It's just one of the things. It's just life. Life is going to knock you down. It's going to hit you. It's going to do a lot of things. It's going to twist you around. But if you can just keep moving forward and keep pushing and keep driving, you'll get there. That's all you got to do is just keep motivated, keep yourself going. And there's going to be a lot of bad influences and a lot of stuff that's going to come your way. But hey, that's part of life. And if you just keep moving forward and get on with it, you'll get there.
That's words of our champion, world champion, all-around cowboy at the Indian National Finals Rodeo, Eric Rogers. Eric, thank you so much for your time. Have success.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good job. Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.